Hashtag the best start to your day.
Joining us on the line, founder of Lyft Airlines, Gidon Novick. Gidon, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, Howard. Thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Very, very exciting times ahead for you.
Thanks, Howard. Yeah, it is. It's been a crazy, crazy few months trying to put all the pieces together, but it's coming together nicely just in time for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready for liftoff.
I love that. So tell us about, because we debated with our listeners about a few weeks ago when your name was announced, we debated with the listeners around the choice of name. And I think it's great because I was explaining, first of all, four-letter words always work brilliantly because you can really move them when you're playing around with your CI. It's very, and of course, lift, liftoff, will give somebody a lift, etc. Did it take a while to get to this in terms of naming and branding?
We were struggling with the name actually. You know, just could hardly sleep at night, just thinking up all alternatives and variations and English words and Zulu words and Xhosa words, and you know, that's quite a process. But in the end, we went out to the public, and we asked for suggestions and got an incredible response. In the end, we got over 25,000 suggestions.
Right.
And eight of those were Lyft, and it just kind of jumped out and just made a lot of sense.
And of course, you've always got to look at it the other way around. How can you turn it into a negative? Because what you don't want is a negative headline or a negative story using playing on your name. So that's always quite dangerous. No doubt you went through that process.
Yeah, it seems like a simple thing just to find a name, but it was quite a thing.
Well, that's often the success of it, is when you look at it and it just seems simple and it just seems to work, then you've achieved it. It doesn't look like it was a lot of effort to get there, but no doubt it was. The branding as well, in terms of, or the bylines you've used, I thought is also quite interesting, where you say change, cancel, no problem. And that, of course, is hitting on some of the frustrations that airline travelers generally deal with airlines, because we never quite understand what's going on and why we're paying additional fees.
Yeah, no, it's been an issue for a very long time, and now with COVID, it's been a real issue because people are struggling to plan, they're struggling to predict how their lives are going to unfold. So having that flexibility is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. So at this stage, you have three aircraft. Just tell us about the strategy.
Yeah. So the strategy is to start with three aircraft and to be as flexible as we can, because trying to predict demand in this environment is just so difficult. There's going to be a very unusual holiday season here in South Africa. South Africans are generally not traveling abroad and are going to be traveling locally, which is a very good thing. And then there's the whole question around business travel. You know, will people travel less frequently for business? Probably. Will they commute more to coastal homes and second homes, which a lot of people are now doing? So that's a good thing for air travel. So there's so many variables that having flexibility is really the key to our business model.
And your target market is who?
Well, it's everybody who flies. I mean, you know, that's across the spectrum of people visiting friends and family, people traveling locally for holidays, overseas tourists, and then obviously business travelers. Business travelers are typically the most lucrative customers to go after in the airline industry. We are certainly shaping our product to suit business travel, the flexibility being a very key part of it. Business travelers are, you know, perennially changing their plans and having unexpected things to go and sort out. So that's really important. So we'll be targeting across the board, but certainly we'll be trying to tailor our product towards business travelers early next year.
Launching an airline in 2020 with COVID, I mean, you must have been asked this question 1,000 times. Are you completely out of your mind?
I don't think so. I mean, I've been accused of that by even members of my family.
No doubt. Probably first and foremost members of your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Often, actually. But it's a strange time in a way, but the industry's been decimated. The old models are taking a lot of strain. They have too much debt, too many fixed costs. They have inflexible operating models. So that is, that's been an opportunity. And then of course there's so many aircraft all around the world that aren't flying. So it's the ideal time to source aircraft and get good rates.
When do you actually start flying? I know that you're open for booking.
Yeah, so we're open for booking already, and we start flying on the 10th of December from Johannesburg to Cape Town, the big route, and then also from Johannesburg to George.
Right, so you're picking those two routes. What I did find interesting on the website, and I really liked it. I haven't seen it before, and I don't know if it's something that you guys came up with, but I certainly didn't know it, was in preparing for this discussion, I went onto the website just to see if I could book a flight, just to see how it would look. And I love the fact that when it goes into the calendar, when you're choosing your date, you've got all of the prices there. I just picked a route, Cape Town to Johannesburg, but so you can actually look at an entire month, and instead of putting in your date and then you wait to see, no, that's too expensive, you can look to say, oh, well, hold on the 15th of January is a lot cheaper than the 10th of January, for example. So I thought that was a very cool idea.
Yeah, it's a nice feature, and it just, you know, particularly if you've got a bit of flexibility, a day or two outside of your ideal date, you can save a lot. You can certainly save a lot of money.
What's the intention in terms of routes? I mean, at this stage, you say it's Johannesburg, Cape Town, George. Where would you like to land up?
We're going to go slowly, Howard. Just you know, the Joburg Cape Town route is the biggest route by far in the country. It's actually, interestingly, one of the largest routes in the world. It's about the 12th biggest air route in the world, which people found quite strange. Down in the southern tip of Africa, but it is a very busy route. And we want to do really well on that route. We don't necessarily, you know, want to cover every small town in South Africa and in the region. We're going to start off slowly and do that route really well. Joburg, George is interesting. There's so many people. It's such a big catchment area down in George with all the leisure kind of cities and towns in the area. So we'll stick to those two for now.
Absolutely amazing. Founder of Lyft Airlines, Giron Novick, chatting to us about the launch of their airline. Giron, wishing you all the success. Oh, have we already? There we go. Well, that's perfect timing to have lost him, but I did want to wish him all the success for this new venture.